Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, we are loaded. It is a Friday live in Los Angeles. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. 1 hour from now, the Blazing Five was on fire bad last week. Rebound week. Love my picks today. Man, my lock of the year. Man, my lock pick of the year. I'm not joking. I may have two locks of the year. Crazy. Joy Taylor is joining me. She's got a little Pittsburgh Steelers thing there going on, a little bit.
Yeah. With the black and yellow going this weekend.
So last night, kind of scary moment for us.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's Patrick Mahomes. We're waiting for the MRI. If he doesn't need surgery, he'll be out, they say. The speculation is 3 weeks. So we won't speculate. We're not going to go Twitter doctor on this. I have no idea. I'm not a doctor. I don't even have a hunch, so we'll wait on it. But there's a lot of feelings that came out last night when I saw it. Let me start with the first is, good God, the football gods keep giving Tom Brady these little subtle gifts. Andrew Luck retires, Big Ben out for the year, Nick Foles got hurt after a quarter, Patrick Mahomes, cross your fingers. I mean, literally, Brady's roadblocks now, his healthy roadblocks to the Super Bowl are Deshaun Watson, Houston's never won in Foxborough, and Lamar Jackson, a kid who struggles throwing the ball. You cross your fingers on it. I think it's good for football when Patrick Mahomes plays. I actually think it's good for everybody, not just Kansas City. I think it's good for the NFL. It's good for CBS. They've got those games. I don't like to see Patrick Mahomes out. I'm crossing my fingers. I love Andy Reid. I think they're a Super Bowl team with him. And it's just, I mean, the NFC is a gauntlet. You have no idea. Russell Wilson's 5-1, and Aaron Rodgers is 5-1, and Garoppolo's 5-0, and Drew Brees is coming back, and Minnesota and Carolina, and Carson Wentz wins this Sunday, and the Rams are the 11th best team, I kid you not, in the NFC, the 11th best team with McVay. That's the NFC's a gauntlet. Whoever comes through the NFC, it is going to be well-deserved. I think Patrick Mahomes is good for football. I would like to see him up so the Patriots have a challenge because I think football's better when we don't know who's going to win the games. And I really feel bad for Patrick Mahomes. But here's what worries me about Kansas City, and this worries me. This is one of my rules in life. There are things I buy in life but I don't want to be dependent on those things for my happiness, right? Like I'm going to buy a nice car, but if it's making me too happy, it says my life is fairly shallow, right? Like I like nice things like you do, but I don't want to be dependent on those things for happiness. Here's the thing. Kansas City, and this is actually, the media tends to think this is great, is becoming too dependent on Patrick Mahomes. And they're not even paying him yet. When they pay him $300 million, what do you think that defense, which is bad now, is going to look like? Green Bay became way too dependent on Aaron Rodgers. This year, they're not. Now they've got a defense. Now they've got a running game. Think about New England. Tom Brady got hurt. They won 11 games. Think about the Saints. Drew Brees gets hurt. They're 4-0. Think about San Francisco, that defensive front. They can win low-scoring games with a backup quarterback. Think about Seattle. They've got a running game and Pete Carroll's defense. Those teams need quarterbacks, but they're not completely reliant on them. And I think Green Bay 2 years ago figured it out. God, if Aaron misses games, we can't even move the ball. So Green Bay went out and went and drafted nothing but defensive players in the first three rounds. Their free agents were nothing but top defensive players. And this year they're trying to establish a running game. So they're not, they want Aaron, but they don't want to be totally dependent on Aaron. And that's what worries me about Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. Listen, I work with Troy Aikman and Terry Bradshaw, two Fox great broadcasters. They have 7 Super Bowls. Okay, both Aikman and Bradshaw do not win those Super Bowls without both had great running games and both had great defenses. And Troy Aikman missed games in Dallas, and they won. You can't be completely dependent on an individual. Nobody's saying the Cowboys didn't want Aikman. Nobody's saying Bradshaw didn't make the Steelers better. That's not the point. But Pittsburgh could win games with that defense and running game if Terry missed 2 weeks. And if Troy got out with a bum knee for a couple of weeks, shoulder issue, Dallas was good enough with Emmett and that defense to win with a backup. That's where you want to be in this league. New England, right now, you can't score on them. You can't score on New England. I mean, Buffalo is really building it the right way, where Buffalo's defense is great. Their coaching's amazing. They're starting to run the football. They don't have to play very good offensively. They can still win on the road. You know, this league is so much about treading water when the big injury happens. Philadelphia loses Carson Wentz. They win a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. The Colts lose Andrew Luck. They're 3-2. And I think they win this weekend and lead the division. Carolina loses Cam Newton. They're 4-0 without him. Again, the Saints, 4-0 with the Hall of Famer Drew Brees gone. You want the great quarterback. But I think Kansas City's become like Green Bay 2 years ago or a year ago, way too dependent on him. There's all sorts of players on this team. You should be able to lose Patrick Mahomes for 3 weeks and go 2-1 with Andy Reid as your coach, with those skill players in that division. So I'm crossing my fingers on Patrick. He's a remarkable kid and a great player. But be very, very careful. They don't pay Patrick Mahomes anything now. What happens when they do? This going forward, remember, Andy Reid doesn't have a history of building great running games. Like, that's not his thing. That's what worries me about Kansas City. Andy always does the passing thing. Andy always gets the quarterbacks right. They may also want to create a running game, not forcing Mahomes to be magical, hold on to the ball, wait too long, have to hit the big track meet home run play down the sideline. Again, no ligament damage. Then, if that's true, then reports say he'll only miss 3 weeks. We're waiting for an MRI. I'm not going to speculate. I'm not a Twitter doctor. That's where we stand. By the way, I've got another thing I heard about Mahomes, which I think is ridiculous. I'll get to that in 5 minutes. All right, so it's better for me in my business. Let me segue to the Cowboy-Eagle game. It's better in my business if I create urgency. I mean, look at sports right now. World Cup every 4 years gets huge ratings. Olympics every 4 years gets huge ratings. Football once a week on Sunday gets huge ratings. The more urgency there is, you know, college basketball, regular season, doesn't have ratings. March Madness, Duke loses, season's over, urgency, ratings go up. So it's better, sports is better when there's urgency. And it would be great for me to go on the air today and say, Cowboys, Eagles, it's a game of the year, it means everything. Michael Irvin this week, NFL Network, said, this is it for the loser.
Honestly, it worries me because Dallas has injuries in very key positions right now. And I'm very concerned that the loser of this game may end up missing the playoffs.
Totally disagree. First of all, let's talk NFC. 12 teams are still in the NFC chase. Take out Washington, disaster. Atlanta, they've quit on their coach. Arizona, talented but too young to win. And Tampa Bay, I don't trust Jameis Winston. I even think the Giants are still in it. Saquon's back, Evan Ingram's back, and they play the Dolphins and the Redskins second half of the schedule. And I think the Rams brought in Jalen Ramsey. That buoys the locker room. Todd Gurley's back, offensive line getting healthier. I think they win this weekend. They're 4-3. So I count the Rams and Giants as absolutely still in it. Philadelphia and Dallas, neither of these teams are good enough to put the other away. They've got massive secondary issues in Philadelphia. Both have brutal schedules. The only division in football to me that feels, and I won't even say decided, because injuries happen. The only division in football now where I really feel like I would strongly say New England will win their division because they've already beaten Buffalo and they're a game and a half up. That feels like, to me, the safest bet in the league. But in the NFC, ask yourself this. If you think the Cowboy Philadelphia winner is home free or has a big edge, let's just take Dallas. Let's say Dallas wins Sunday and goes 4-3. They've got a bye. Then they face, I'm going to read the next 10 weeks. I'll take the Giants game out. They should win that. Then they face the Vikings defense at Detroit, at New England, Buffalo's defense at Chicago in 9 degrees, at Philadelphia, and the Rams at home with Jalen Ramsey. What you think 4-3 decides anything with Dallas? So I think the loser of this game is fine. I mean, as fine as somebody is in that division, because Washington's not a threat, and I think New York still is, and I think the Cowboys and the Eagles will play to week 17. This is only the first of two games. They're going to play to week 17 to figure out the winner of this division. Philadelphia's got a major problem in the back end. I'm not sure they can solve it, although injuries heal, they'll get better. And Dallas just isn't special enough offensively, especially with an aging offensive line that gets hurt. So it would be much better for me if I sold urgency, because urgency works. That's why the NFL gets the ratings. It's one game a week. We gather around the TV and the World Cup and March Madness and the Olympics get ratings. You just don't get them very often, or once a year or once a week. But I think the loser of this game is fine, because I don't think either of these teams right now, the way they're built and health-wise, are good enough to put the other away.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is one of the things being considered. We don't know about Patrick Mahomes. We all cross our fingers for Andy Reid, for the Chiefs, for the NFL, for the AFC. I like to see Tom Brady challenged. And I think when Andrew Luck retired and Big Ben's out for the year, I mean, you got some limitations here in the AFC who can even challenge Tom Brady in Foxborough. You can't trust Josh Allen. He's a kid. I mean, you can't ask Lamar Jackson to go in having played 15 games and win in New England. That's outrageous. I mean, Deshaun Watson, I think, can do it. But I saw a story this morning. I'm not going to mention the outlet or the name because I think it's a silly column. But he's saying here, you could have big questions in Kansas City. Do they push for a return in a matter of weeks and keep the season alive, but risk another shot at an injured knee that could need eventual surgical attention? You play through it. You don't punt on the season, not with Andy Reid, not in that division. If Oakland loses Sunday, nobody in the division has a winning record. This is sports. I told you this years ago. I had an NFL general manager tell me this, a Super Bowl winning general manager. When you pay an NFL quarterback, I'm not talking a baseball player, a basketball player, a hockey player. When you pay an NFL quarterback, 75% of it is for talent and production. 25% of it is toughness and leadership. Play hurt. No, this year alone, Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Gardner Minshew, Josh Allen, Mitch Trubisky, Nick Foles, Big Ben, Andrew Luck, Tom Brady was on an injury report. I mean, you play hurt. Deshaun Watson had to take a bus to a game last year. He couldn't fly. Aaron Rodgers was hurt in the first half of the first game and played hurt all year. Drew Brees is rushing to get back, and his team is 4-0 without him. Carson Wentz is always hurt. Donovan McNabb threw 4 touchdowns on a broken ankle. Andrew Luck finished the game with a lacerated kidney. Phillip Rivers played the AFC Championship on a torn ACL. It's funny, there's a doctor on Twitter. He's a former Charger doctor. He's a Twitter doctor. He talks about this stuff. I think he was the doctor when Phillip Rivers played on a torn ACL. You can be a doctor, but part of the salary is you play if you can play. By the way, we compare Patrick Mahomes to Brett Favre. You think Brett Favre was always healthy? Do you see the hits Brett Favre took? I know Kurt Warner played hurt. I saw Kurt Warner take some of the biggest shots I've ever seen a quarterback take. Joe Montana, go back and YouTube biggest sacks on Joe Montana. Joe Montana was, when he started before Bill Walsh got there, I mean, Joe Montana didn't always play with the perfect offense. He got beat up early in his career by those New York Giants defenses. So Troy Aikman played hurt. Peyton Manning always played hurt. And so, you know, we're pre-MRI here. Let's not speculate on what happens, but you know, if the idea that, oh, you could play hurt, and if you play hurt, Sam Darnold, they worried about his spleen exploding last week. He wore a flak jacket. It's 75% of your quarterback salary. This is not baseball where you have another game tomorrow. You got another game tomorrow, and you have no salary cap. So some teams just have a surplus of money in town. In the NBA, regular season, you don't risk it with LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard. They have a term called load management. There is no load management. You take him out of the game last night? Absolutely. And you rest him until you feel you're getting the 80% of Patrick Mahomes. But if he can play, the NFL's different. And if I look at Kansas City's schedule the rest of the way, boy, oh boy, there's a lot of home games. Green Bay at home, Minnesota at home, Oakland at home, Denver at home, Chargers at home, at Tennessee. Even with Patrick Mahomes at 75%, you're favored in all those games. And now, do I believe this team should be less reliant on Patrick Mahomes? I absolutely do. But at this point, they're not. This is what they are. They are reliant on him. And they can win games with Matt Moore. And this is not me in any way saying I don't care about Patrick Mahomes. That's not the point here. The point is I can give you a million examples of Peyton Manning playing hurt. I think it comes with the territory. Is Brett Favre spent an entire career waking up on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning, not feeling great. Same with Troy Aikman. They may have had good Cowboy teams. Troy Aikman took a lot of shots. And football's never been safer. I mean, they don't even hit during practice now. I mean, hit during the – they only wear pads once a week during the week in NFL seasons right now. Once a week you wear pads. And even when you wear pads, it's not a heavy-hitting practice. So in college football, I have had coaches tell me by the third game in September, they stop hitting in practice. Like we don't – the kids, they have the metal, the toughness. By week three in college football, it's about keeping the kids healthy, having them ready by Saturday, having them hydrated, healthy, and ready to go. So I just think the idea that if Patrick could play, you'd worry about him. Yeah, listen, it could help. The other thing is, don't you think Patrick Mahomes would want to play? These are professional athletes. These quarterbacks, you can't keep them off the field. They don't – I mean, what's funny about quarterback is quarterback tends to wear – if you ever played football in your life, you wear the red jersey. So there's a sensibility with quarterbacks in the NFL. They want to prove they're as tough as everybody else because you can't hit them in practice, right? You're not allowed to hit the quarterback in practice. They often wear the red jerseys. So quarterbacks have this thing where they love to take their offensive lineman to dinner. They buy their offensive lineman gifts to say, listen, I appreciate it, and I know how you hit all the time, and I don't have to hit. There's a real understanding and culture in football that the quarterbacks, special teams guy and the quarterback, you don't hit them in practice. You don't tackle the punter. You don't tackle the kicker. Everybody else gets their butt kicked. So quarterbacks like to prove, hey, I can play in pain here. I can take a hit. And I think it's going to be really hard to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be like, no. I've watched my entire offensive line get hurt this year. I've watched everybody on this team be hurt for 2 years. You think I can't play hurt? I think Patrick will really want to play. And, he's a tough kid. He's been playing the last few games hurt.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I think the two big beneficiaries of Patrick Mahomes being out for 3 or 4 weeks, Tom Brady in New England can extend that lead, play home in Foxborough later in the year. So if they have to play Mahomes, it's in cold weather, it's in Foxborough. The other one is the Raiders. Raiders go and beat Green Bay. Don't kid yourself. Green Bay's on a short week. Green Bay's got their issues. Green Bay can be pushed around sometimes defensively up front. And the Raiders are top 8 in rushing. Derek Carr, 73% completion percentage. And they're 7th on third down offensively. The Raiders can keep your quarterback on the field. They do a little bit of Baltimore sometimes. They get first downs. You look at the Raiders' schedule, folks. I got news for you. At Green Bay, at Houston, there are a lot of home games after that. Detroit home, Chargers home, Cincinnati home, Tennessee home, Jacksonville home. They end the year Chargers, Denver. Both will be out of the playoff races, we presume. So if John Gruden was talking about facing Aaron, I just like John Gruden talking about quarterbacks. He was talking about facing Aaron Rodgers this week. Here it is.
Rodgers is still working the snap count. You see him beat Denver with the hard count. His magnificent scrambling, creating offense is uncommon. It's just unbearable to watch. I hate watching this guy. He's fun to watch, but he's really not fun to watch when you got to play against him. He still has a very quick trigger, deadly accurate, a lot of overall athleticism, and a great competitor. You saw it again the other night.
Listen, they beat Green Bay. Kansas City's 5-2, Oakland's 4-2, and the Chargers, Denver, feel dead. It all turned for me. I was out on the Raiders until they beat Chicago and until I saw this in the locker room from the great John Gruden.
I don't have a disco, but let's all start dancing. Yeah! I say this, man. I'm 56 years old. That's the most fun I've ever had tonight, man. I am so proud of you. You have no idea. I mean, we've been through a roller coaster already, but what you proved today is one thing. You can beat anybody, anywhere, on any time zone. You got it. We're going to have a great flight home. We have some injuries. I want everybody to have a great bye week. You have a whole week off.
I got to be honest. Makes me want to jump on the bandwagon. He is so good at a microphone. They beat Chicago and London. I'm like, okay, I'm wrong.
See? I mean, that's the magic that he possesses.
Thank you. That's the magic. You know, Adam Gase comes up to the, I don't know if everybody's heard this week. And Gruden's like, pow, 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 pow. He's a salesman, and you're selling players all the time. So, you know, I was wrong on that.
What's up, everybody? John Middlecoff, 3 and Out Podcast. That's me. Go subscribe if you like football, because that's all I talk about. Coming up on today's show, Patrick Mahomes and why the league potentially avoided disaster. It wasn't anyone's fault. The Rams trade, Jacksonville's perspective, Jim Harbaugh, huge game Saturday night, and I dive through all the weekend's games. Again, John Middlecoff, 3 and Out Podcast. Go subscribe.
Oh, I'm so excited to have Urban Meyer on, part of the Big Noon kickoff next week in Columbus for Wisconsin and the Badgers, which is going to be a great game. Best defense Wisconsin's had maybe in my life.
Bunch of shutouts.
Really good. Jim Leonard's done a great job. So Urban Meyer, my buddy, is here. Okay, let's start with this. Lincoln Riley, I suggested this week. Dallas Cowboy job's different. Jerry Jones has hired Jimmy Johnson out of college and Barry Switzer and won Super Bowls. That's a big job, okay? Do you think Lincoln Riley, even with as great as Oklahoma is, that's a great job, would he consider leaving for the Cowboys?
Pure speculation, because he's not. I know him, but I don't know him like that. But that's the one. You know, that's the New York Yankees. That's the Dallas Cowboys. That's the one. Great city. You know, you got Dak Prescott. You got Zeke Elliott. You got loaded team. You know, and I can't speak for him. Obviously, I hate to even speculate because I don't know him. That's really not fair. But to me, that's the one job in professional football. You kind of say, I got to go do that.
Had you been called by the Cowboys?
I have not.
But if you would have been, you'd have spent a couple days with it.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That one, yes.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's go to this. This is also a situation that you didn't deal with this a lot because you were a turnaround specialist, but boosters turn on you quick. You can lose one game, and the guy that you think loves you, the big rich guy in the room, is a little icy at the cocktail party. Harbaugh is, I think, they're getting a little restless. Boosters, you know, Jim's can be a little bit of work here. How do you not let that get into your head as a coach if you've underachieved a little? Because I think I'm starting to read stuff now. Even some of the Michigan diehards are over it. How do you make sure that's not a distraction for you personally?
Well, once again, speaking, putting yourself in his mindset, you know, I think coaches during a season, you have zero time to even think about that. You're dealing with injuries. Who's going to leave for the NFL draft, recruiting. You don't have time after the season. And, you know, if it does get nasty, which I don't think it's nasty right now, but you lose at Penn State, you lose again to Ohio State, and I think you can't ignore it then. You know, and once again, I very gratefully have not been in that scenario, but I don't know how – like right now, zero conversation. However, you get a couple – because right now they've only lost one game. Yeah. They're knee-deep. They control their own destiny. You go win at Penn State, that solves everything. So I don't think at now – but you lose this one, and then you lose that one at the end of November.
Those can be ugly off seasons.
Ugly, and but once again, that's once again speculation. But the Wolverine alumni, that's a proud place, and you can't, you know, that'd be 5 in a row to Ohio State. You lose to Penn State, that's a problem.
Yeah, I think Clemson's the best team in the country. I think they're bored. I think USC. Pete Carroll dealt with this. USC was so much better than the Pac-12. Pac-10 at the time, that Pete wins a title, brings back Leinart Bush, and that coaching staff and Pete are like, I don't know if you get motivated. We're a 27-point favorite over Oregon State. I think Clemson's really good. I think apathy is setting in. I've watched them at times, and I'm like, boy, they are not focused, and they are not tight.
You'll love this, that after so we won it in 06. We did not have a returning team coming back, so that's a different story. 08, we won it. We had Tebow, everybody back. And nothing was ever good enough. We won every game during the season, and every game, why'd you only win by 2 scores? Why? It was very hard to coach that team.
Really?
A lot of the team already had their eyes set on the NFL. Great kids, but once again, hard to coach. We won it in 14, had a bunch of them back in 15. That was the Cardell and JT year, and hard. Zeke and Thomas. very hard. And so I met with Joe Maddon one time, and this was after they won the World Series.
Cubs manager.
And we sat about, and he actually had it written down, all the teams that have failed to repeat because the world changes. You change as a coach, your players change, the hunger might change. And once again, it's speculation what's going on at Clemson. They have a great team, great staff, but they don't look great. But that does not mean they're not still a great team.
I remember when you were at Florida and Billy Donovan won a championship.
Right.
They brought the whole team back, all NBA guys. They sleepwalked until the tournament. It was like they had four NBA
guys. Joe Kim Noah one time at a game, they barely won, and I was in the locker room, and Billy jumped their tail about something. And Noah looked at me and goes, you know, it used to be fun winning around here. And I remember me and Billy talking about that, saying, how do you keep – because it gets on the coach too. You have this premium placed on excellence. You don't play, and you should beat the mess out of this team, and you don't. You got to let the players enjoy it. And I tried to do that in 15. Let them enjoy a win, then fix the problems after they enjoy a win.
Who's the best team in college football?
I think LSU, and here's why. When I hear the committee say they don't look well, first of all, who's making that decision? Who has the right? You know, certainly you're a fan, but who's got the expertise to say what looks good, what doesn't look good? You know, I hear some of these people say, well, they don't look good. I'm like, how do you know that? You know, they're not playing great. There's a lot going into a team.
Florida's pretty good football team.
And LSU made the decision to go to Texas and play, and they won. LSU made the decision to play Florida. I mean, it's part of their game. And they beat two top 10 teams. They look great doing it. I say LSU right now, and then I think Alabama and Ohio State have the best rosters. I think they're a little bit better than LSU, but LSU's earned that right with two top 10 wins.
By the way, the three Northern teams, and I think they're all legit. I think this Notre Dame team proved it at Georgia. It's a real football team. This is the best Wisconsin team, quarterback aside. Coach, I think this Wisconsin team's the best defense.
I like their quarterback.
You like their quarterback.
Yeah, we actually did a little piece on him the other day, and something tells me, you know, I don't know him, and obviously never coached against him, but they had a good player that left, Hornibrook. Remember he left, and I liked him. So this kid must be that much better, and he's been challenged a little bit. I like the way he gets the ball out on time. I love the Cephas, that receiver they have.
By the way, Taylor is Zeke-like, maybe not Zeke. Coach, he is a track guy.
He's a real deal.
And by the way, I don't know Jim Leonard. He played in the NFL. He was a great Badger. That's the best Badger defense I've ever seen.
Well, we're going to find out in 2 weeks or a week from now. That's going to be game on.
Wow, that'll be incredible. So, you know, it's funny about I'm watching the NFL in college, and you're really through and through. You're a college guy. And I watch the NFL. It used to be, I always thought the college job's a better life. Then they added a second recruiting period, and then they added the transfer portal. And this is why I bring up the Lincoln Riley situation. I don't know if it is. I mean, you recruit a quarterback. If the dad's upset his son's not playing, you're on the phone with a family. And by the way, I support kids transferring, but some are transferring two and three times. That's what makes me believe. I think if Nick Saban was 50, he'd go to the NFL. I think he's closer to 65. Is college football for the Harbaughs, who, by the way, at the end of this year, he may make a decision. He succeeded in pro football. Is college football got a little bit of a coaching crisis where the joy has been sapped out of a little bit of the college coaching experience?
A little bit, because the recruiting rules changed. And you mentioned the early signing period. All that's done is sped up everything. When we first got into coaching, you had, after the season's over, you went recruited your tail off. In the month of December and January, had signing date, and you moved on. Now it's a 365. And the even more so than this early sign-in date is this early visitation period. So every weekend, a lot of times in April, May, and June, you're allowed to bring kids on official visits. And that's usually a time when a coach has young children or children and they want to go watch them play baseball. And someone says, well, those people are people too now, the coaches. So you're exactly right. The lifestyle is much different. That got to me quite a bit.
It did?
You reach a point like, you know, I remember another weekend, and it's 24/7 because everybody's making decisions now early. You're on the phone nonstop with sophomores. Think about what I just said. You're talking to 16-year-olds that are getting ready to make decisions for the rest of their life that basically aren't ready to make that decision yet. Everybody's pushing them to.
By the way, watching Ohio State and not coaching them, Is it hard? Because they're really good. I didn't think they'd be this good. They're really good. What's the experience like for you? 45 seconds left.
Well, I love Ryan Day, obviously, and our coaching staff. Everything's still in place. The infrastructure, that's people don't give that enough value. The strength coach, the nutritionist, the recruiting, those people are all still there. No, it's not hard. I mean, that was my dream to hand it off to someone to even make it better, and I think he is. And I think that's one of the – if not the most talented team in America, it's them or Alabama.
Yeah, no, when you watch the speed of two or three teams in the country, they just I always look, what do you like in the perimeter? Catch-up speed corners, linebacker speed in the flat, really, really good.
They're all NFL guys.
Yep.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
We have big news today, breaking news today. It's actually as good as bad news can get. Ian Rappaport broke the story. The MRI has confirmed that Chiefs star quarterback Patrick Mahomes suffered a dislocated kneecap. Not good, but not significant additional damage. He'll seek opinions, additional opinions, to be sure. The plan is for him to return this season after a brief absence. So I got three things to say about it. Number one, yes, he's going to have to play hurt this year. Andrew Luck played with a lacerated kidney. Carson Wentz plays hurt every week. Brett Favre, who's Mahomes' idol, you think he was healthy on Sundays. Listen, in the NFL, you play hurt. You play hurt. And quarterbacks, especially, who get to wear the jersey all week, they feel like they need to play hurt because everybody else in the locker room is. So Drew Brees is rushing to get back. His team's 4-0 without him. Deshaun Watson had to take a bus to a game last year. They were worried that he couldn't play. Sam Darnold has a flak jacket on because they don't want his spleen to explode. Aaron Rodgers, for the record last year, Aaron doesn't get credit for this. Aaron played hurt all last year. He got hurt game one against the Bears. Aaron wasn't right all last year. Andrew Luck played entire seasons not healthy. Philip Rivers played an AFC championship game with a torn ACL. I was looking at the list of guys this year that have been on the injury report. Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield is hurt. I'm not sure if he's on the report yet. Sam Darnold, Gordon Minshew, Josh Allen, Mitch Trubisky, Nick Foles, Big Ben's out, Andrew Luck retired. It's the league. So that's number one. You play hurt. Number two is that when you start looking at Kansas City, what worries me about Kansas City, and I think they feel a little bit like the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers a few years ago, that we were all like, oh my God, I love watching Aaron Rodgers. Oh my God, I love watching Kansas City. But they became so Aaron Rodgers dependent. I think the Chiefs have become too Patrick Mahomes dependent. New Orleans loses Drew Brees, they're 4-0. Carolina loses Cam Newton, they're 4-0. You got to build beyond your star quarterback. And they're not paying Mahomes yet. You got to be careful here because Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. I mean, the season is over. They can't move the football. New England, Tom Brady, greatest quarterback ever, left for a year. They went 11-5. There's a difference between wanting a great quarterback and having to have him to just win games. Troy Aikman missed games for the Cowboys, but because of Emmitt Smith and that defense and that coaching, they won a lot of games. Terry Bradshaw missed games. Chuck Knoll, that running game and defense, they won a lot of games. So that's what's impressive about New Orleans this year. I mean, they lost Drew Brees early in the year, and it's like, all right, and their schedule wasn't easy. Dallas, go to Seattle, divisional games. So I think the second thing is, number one, he's hurt. You got to play hurt. You don't punt in the season. Number two is what scares me about Kansas City. Andy Reid doesn't have a history of developing great running games. I think they have to look at this injury like the Packers looked at their team of 2 years ago and said, we're just too damn Aaron dependent. We love him, but we should only ask Aaron to have to be great four times a game, not 28. And we've got to be able to understand that some weeks Aaron's going to be off. We got to have a running game and a defense to keep us in games when Aaron's not a superstar. Even Aaron Rodgers has bad weeks. Patrick Mahomes has bad weeks. Tom Brady's had terrible weeks. He had two last year. And the third thing is, you know, when you start looking at Kansas City's schedule here, and here's another reason you can't punt on the season. Andrew Luck retired. Big Ben's gone. Nick Foles hurt. The AFC is wide open. Like, you got to consider that. You got to think to yourself, listen, if Kansas City was 0-6, don't come back. If the Raiders lose to Green Bay, there's not a team above 500 in that division. And look at this schedule. They got a Tennessee game, a Charger game. They got a lot of home games. They got a bye coming up here. So you do look at your schedule in this league. I had Rashad Jennings on earlier. He said, of course. If you're 1-8, guys find ways. The shoulder hurts a lot more than it did if you were 8-1. So I think Kansas City's going to be fine. As Joy told us, Vegas still has them as a top five Super Bowl team. I have them probably top 6 or 7. I don't think they're New England today. Even when Mahomes comes back at 75-80%, I don't think they're New England. I don't think they're San Francisco. I don't think they're the Saints. Then you can start putting them in a class of five teams. I think they are. All right, let me segue to something before I do. Don't forget M-Drive Everyday Supplement. I take it. M-DriveForMen.com boosts natural testosterone levels already in your body. Patrick Mahomes, dislocated kneecap, out about 3 to 4 weeks. Season not over. We'll come back. Let's segue to this. When you get to week 6 or 7, the Seattle-Baltimore game is fascinating to me. First of all, Russell Wilson's the MVP of the league, but Seattle's a weird team. They were outplayed last week and won due to turnovers. They were outplayed at home against the Rams, came a football length from losing. New Orleans beat them at home. Cincinnati, they struggled with. But Russell Wilson is a magical player. And I said, I think Baltimore is going to upset them this week. Baltimore has an identity. They've got flaws, but they do what they do, and they do it well. They're number one time of possession. Baltimore's number one in rushing, number one in total yards. Baltimore is the most unique team in the NFL. And what I love about the NFL, I'm going to really figure out both Seattle and Baltimore this week. I think I like Baltimore, but they've only beaten crappy teams, Miami and Arizona, and they lost to Baker Mayfield in Cleveland and lost to Kansas City. I'm going to finally figure, if they go to Seattle and win, I'm on board. They're limited, but what they do extraordinarily well. But I feel that way about Seattle, that Russell Wilson is just saving them every week. He's just making plays. So I think this is a fascinating game, and I'm going to call for Baltimore in an upset. Pete Carroll talked about the challenges of facing a guy that's on pace, Lamar Jackson, to surpass Michael Vick as the greatest running quarterback in NFL history.
He's as good as we've ever seen. He's as fast and as elusive as we've seen. He's tough and physical and explosive and creative, and he's throwing the ball well too, you know. So it's a real nightmare. It's very difficult. And this offense, more than any offense that we'll face, will demand that we have to do right. And that means you got to gap control stuff, the way we scrape, the way we fill and fit our run plays. They tax you to the maximum.
I think this is a fascinating game because everybody thinks Seattle is great. But if everybody, who do I rely on a lot? Vegas. Vegas has this as a field goal game. So Vegas is telling you they don't buy Seattle as much as everybody else. And that's where I have my concerns about Seattle. Russell's just making ridiculous plays to save them. I don't think their offensive line's great. I think their defense is a work in progress. There's some gaps in that defense. They've become a little reliant on needing David Copperfield / Russell Wilson to just pull stuff out of a hat. And Baltimore, man, if you're starting a company, most companies don't have huge capital, right? You have to have an identity. Like, this is what we do as a company. Is there a team in the league that does what they do better than Baltimore? I don't think there is. Now, the concern is they beat Miami, Arizona, Pittsburgh without Big Ben, and Cincinnati. So to me, this is kind of the unveiling of the truth. This is the truth game. Is Seattle been a little bit too Russell Wilson magic smoke and mirrors? Is Baltimore a team that can beat the crappy teams, but he really can't beat an elite quarterback? I can't wait to watch this one. But boy, I'll tell you about Baltimore and this coaching staff. What they do is time of possession, nobody's close. Running the football, nobody's close.